My guest today is Daniel Person. You can check out myspace.com/Daniel Person. That's P-E-R-S-S-O-N. We're going to start by playing a track from a CD he brought in and then get into some interview and some live stuff. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org.
Your mind a little more and it would disappear. Climb up to the mountaintop when nobody can hear. What you have to say, it doesn't matter anyway. What you think and what you feel is changing every day. And I could crawl a million miles and still be by my side. Getting old, feeling cold, drinking all my wine. Sleeping pills are one-hour wheels and circles you must go. Wishing for a landmine you would step on and explode. You hide. Everything will disappear if you cut out your eyes. Take this song and move along, there's no reason for your fears. I don't see the point where we should waste another year.
Back on Is Good on killradio.org, hanging out with Daniel Person and some friends. How's everybody doing today?
Very good, thank you.
Yeah? Very good.
Warm enough for you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right, cool. Why don't we just start with the basics? Who are you? What do you play? Obviously, I'm looking at you and you're Daniel. But, you sing and play guitar, is that?
That's right, yeah, yeah.
And
songs.
And you write the songs.
Yeah.
And you, who have you brought with you today?
Marcus Jonasson on bass. And Shanta Garaman on guitar.
How's it going, guys?
Good, good, good. Thank you.
So is this sort of, are you guys a cohesive unit? Is it Daniel Person and his band, or are these guys that you just play with periodically to fill out the sound?
Yeah, one of the two only people I want to play with. Me, so. Why not bring them along, you know?
But when you gig out, do you usually play with them, or do you just play with them for special shows?
I do some solo shows, too, but mostly with these guys, yeah.
And you guys all record together as well?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Well, are you guys ready to jump into a live song?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Man.
Yeah, what would you like to play for us first?
Holes.
All right. Let's set up the mics, and let me put my headphones on. All right, whenever you guys are ready, you're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is Daniel Person.
We gotta leave this behind. I can murder my own time. I show you to the door. We don't need this anymore. So many holes to fill. Tell me, how can I sit still? natural closing in. They can tell just where you've been. Through the walls and through the floors, we don't need this anymore. So many holes to fill, tell me how can I sit still? So many holes to fill, tell me how can I sit still? So many holes to fill, tell me how can I sit still? So many holes to fill, tell me how can I sit still?
Excellent, excellent start to the show. So let's get past the obvious first thing. I mean, I'm sure a lot of people have brought up the name Tom Waits with you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah,
I mean, you have a unique style of vocalization. It's almost, you know, a lot of people try really hard to make their voice as smooth as possible, and you almost go in the exact opposite direction. Is that something that you developed on purpose, or is that something that just when you started to sing, it just came out that way?
Nah, voice has changed over the years, and yeah, I kind of liked it better this way, actually.
Yeah,
yeah.
How
kind of steps into the character a little bit more. Depends on what you sing about, too, you know.
Well, tell me about your early experiences singing. Like, and when you first started out, which came to you first, the guitar or singing?
Singing for sure.
Yeah. What was where were you singing when you first started singing?
Metal bands.
Yeah.
Basically, yeah. AC/DC, Maiden, and stuff like that.
And sort of like needing those power vocals, did that kind of, you know, wear down your insides so that it got that raspy feel?
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
Where are you from originally?
Sweden.
And have you been here your whole life, or you came here, when did you come here and start doing music?
I came here in the late 90s, I guess, yeah.
And so you were doing hard rock music in Sweden, and
yeah,
then you came
yeah,
here,
yeah.
And did you change your style? Like, the music that I've been listening to on your CD, I wouldn't describe it as hard rock. It's, you know, a lot more bluesy and singer-songwriter.
Yeah, for sure. But, you know, that was band thing, you know, and bands come and go and they break up. And I just got tired of all the bands I was in breaking up. And so I started, decided I want to write my own stuff and picked up the guitar and kind of struggled with it. But it's getting there.
What was the kind of music that you were listening to when you first started doing your own thing?
Oh, right. I was listening a lot to Danny Johnston was a big, you know, and Syd Barrett, the guys who just, you know, got it out there no matter what, you know.
And
big
how,
influences.
How long were you doing this on your own before you decided you wanted to fill out the sound and get more of a full band sound?
Yeah, I kind of always wanted that, but I wasn't good enough to play, actually. So as soon as I developed my guitar playing a little bit better, I brought people in when I started feeling comfortable with it, you know?
All right, well, let me ask the other guys in the room how you discovered Daniel Person or how he discovered you.
Well, I was neighbors with him, with Daniel and Marcus, and we became good friends.
Did you hear them playing through the wall and you came to tell them to turn it off?
Through the wall, across the street. I actually called the cops on him a few times. Just kidding.
Well, tell me, since we're on this subject, tell me, what are you playing today? It's not just a regular acoustic guitar.
I'm playing a nylon string, Chet Atkins. It's close to a classical / flamenco guitar. And it's, it brings a warmer sound, I think, because Daniel plays on a steel string and has more of that folky blues sound naturally. And I played the nylon string over it, to try it out.
You can hear the sort of, you know, flamenco influence in the music, which is, you know, quite different from what's coming from Daniel. Was this sort of an idea that you presented to him, like, you know, I play guitar this way, and maybe you would like it with your sound, Or do you guys just like, both agree?
I don't know. I don't know how that happened.
Because it seemed like two very different styles.
I always wanted a black metal bassist and a flamenco guitar. I've dreamed about it. And all of a sudden, they just appeared.
That's awesome. And so for percussion, I guess you have like a toy xylophone or...
Yeah. I asked the audience to stomp their feet, actually. We don't have a percussionist.
Nice. So Marcus, how did you, you know, coming from, a death metal background, as Daniel would describe it, and now working with this, you know, blues singer-songwriter, tell me about that experience.
Oh, we've been playing together since we were, like, kids almost, so.
You came over from Sweden as well?
Yeah.
So you guys were in these metal bands together?
Yeah.
So when Daniel started deciding he wanted to do his solo work and change the style up a little bit, was that something you were open to, or maybe you were a little bit suspicious?
No problems at all. We kind of still play the metal stuff too.
How is it?
It was a big argument, Marcus. Hey.
There always is.
As a bass player, describe some of the things that you have to do differently to, you know, to bring out Daniel's voice and Daniel's style in this form of music as opposed to the death metal.
Mostly I play a fretless bass when I play with Daniel. So I think it fills out the sound better than a normal bass would.
And is there a different technique? Like, you have to get in a different frame of mind?
You have to play a lot softer.
All right.
No distortion pedals.
All right, why don't we listen to another track that you brought in? What do you recommend, from this CD or from your album?
Yeah, we can... maybe Bug Song would be nice.
Which one is that?
Morning Music.
Oh, yeah. All right, let me throw that in there. Now, this album, Broken Bones, this is... where's this available right now?
If you come knock on my door. Now, you can get it through CD Baby, iTunes, and through my MySpace page.
All right, you're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is Daniel Person. Check it out.
Promise is broken. Never meant to be kept anyway. Words are spoken, all seem to vanish in a haze. I'm the bug I got into your eyes that day. You were crashing into the cemetery. We'll be right back.
back on Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is Daniel Person. So we were talking before about how you played in these in death metal bands, and I assume you were doing mostly, you know, covers of your favorite bands. When you started writing your own music, did you have any idea what you were going to write about?
No, not really.
Just sort of, you know, whatever came out.
Yeah, whatever, you know, I thought was funny and inventive, I guess. might not be that to others, but...
What are some of the themes that you seem to keep coming back to in your music now?
What is it? A lot of misery, drunkenness, and...
Bugs,
yeah.
Bugs. Actually, it's funny you mentioned drunkenness. I was thinking about this earlier this morning. I was listening to your music, and you know, there's some music that is clearly, you know, for a certain scene. You know, like you associate reggae music with smoking pot, and like I always thought of like early Beck as being like, you know, alcoholic music, and you know, this is very, it seems like very alcohol driven music, at least thematically. You know, you hear it and you picture yourself in a bar and you're drinking whiskey, you know, you're not drinking a glass of white wine, you know?
Right.
Was that, did that come from like a social scene that you were a part of? Not to put it lightly, but have you spent a lot of time in bars?
Years of experience.
Yeah. So, when you write your songs, are you writing about, sort of abstract ideas, or is it more straightforward, like, you know, this is a story about a guy I met yesterday kind of things?
Yeah, it's more character driven, I would say, you know, stepping into different characters and you know, kind of like that.
So it's like rap.
Yeah.
The missing element from the death metal flamenco blues band. Awesome. Well, let's jump into another live song if you guys are ready.
All right, for sure, man.
Yeah, what would you like to play for us?
Everything Is Gone.
All right. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is Daniel Person.
Everything is gone. It's all forgotten, everything is lost. Gone to waste, everyone I used to know is dead and buried, everything is gone. Bring back the memories, bring back today, bring back the photographs I never saved.
What was the first moment that you said, okay, I have enough material together to call myself Daniel Person and go into a venue and perform live as myself, putting yourself out there?
When was that? 1.5 years ago? 2 years ago? Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, so it took you some time. It took you like a good decade since you came to the United States to sort of work on your material and get yourself ready to present yourself as a solo artist.
Oh, yeah, for sure, you know, yeah.
What was that experience like? Was that nerve-wracking? Was it scary to go up there without the, you know, support of...
Yeah, it was different for sure, you know. But it was a lot of fun, actually, you know. I felt ready when I started playing out, yeah, for sure.
So when you first started playing out, you felt prepared, like it, not like you were just like... you know, like an amateur, like you were up there ready to go, and so you weren't freaked out by the audience, you know, watching you. And
yeah. No, I didn't. Never had a problem with that. I always wanted to be the fool, you know.
Nice.
No, I felt quite ready once I decided to play. I don't know if I sounded ready, but
did you find that the sort of music scene in Los Angeles was different from Sweden, from your experience in the past?
Yeah, for sure. There's
some of those differences
of everything.
Just that there are more musicians and more venues, and
yeah,
is that
and you know, wider kind of sound, you know.
Does that make it easier or harder?
Makes it more inspirational, I guess. But you know, it's easy to drown. You know, so many bands here that you know.
Yeah, definitely.
That's.
All right. Well, let's listen to another track from your CD. Right. What do you recommend?
What do I recommend? Let me see that. Hold on. Sorry.
Sure. Yeah. No problem.
I think maybe Flies would be a good one.
All right.
You know, since we're on the insect theme.
How long did it take you to put together this album? To record it.
It was really recorded very, you know, during a period of time, and maybe 2 years, something like that. Yeah.
All right, let's have a listen. We'll be right back. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is Daniel Person.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is Daniel Person. So you're saying it. You know, you worked on putting this album together over the process of about 2 years. You had this collection of songs. Do you have a preference? You know, recording in the studio versus playing live.
I like both. I like recording because you can put a lot of different stuff on there. You know, and you get a second take as well.
Yeah, you don't get any second takes in the live atmosphere. But when you're recording, do you miss the energy of a live audience? Does that help you in your performance to have the audience there as well?
Oh yeah, for sure. It's it does.
What kind of venues do you like to perform in?
Whatever venue will have me.
But I mean,
smaller.
Yeah, it's better in a smaller where people kind of sit and watch and.
Yeah.
Have you had the experience of, you know, playing in a venue where, you know, there's a lot of people and they're all you hear are like the clinking of beer glasses and talking and you're not getting the attention that you deserve?
No, actually, I demand the attention.
So people know when you start singing to shut up and start watching.
Don't you talk over my song. It's me.
Well, feel free to jump in here, guys, as well. Like, when you guys are doing a show, I'm curious, like, how do you know when the show is going really well? Like, can you communicate with each other on stage and you just have that feeling that the audience is really into it? Or do you have no idea until afterwards and someone tells you that it went well?
Nah, you kind of have a feeling for it, you know.
Like, what for you is a really good show?
When I haven't had too many beers and not too little beers either, you know?
Just enough.
You gotta catch me at that moment. then it's quite.
I always follow Marcus because he's the he's for me he's the time and he's the drummer and the bass player, so he's got awesome time and I also catch some of the tomatoes.
But yeah, I imagine you and Marcus have to really work together to. Just to stay in sync.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm a hard guy to follow.
All right, let's talk about the sort of construction of a Daniel Person song. Like, how does it begin for you? Is it just, does it start with a tune in your head or with the words?
Yeah, sometimes it depends, sometimes it starts with something in guitar, but most of the time it starts in my head, basically. I get a line I like or a melody I really like and develop it from there, basically.
And then you have to like run to find a napkin to write it down on, or do you set time aside to write, or do you write just sort of whenever you're inspired?
Whenever I'm inspired, it can come at the most strangest times when you can't get it out of your head and you have no way of recording it either, so you have to keep it. Don't talk to me right now.
I'm working on a song. Now, do you write a lot? Do you write like a lot of songs and then you cut out the ones you don't like and then really work on a small group of songs? Or do you start with a song and write that song all the way through to the end and finish it and work on that?
That depends too, sometimes I finish them up real quick. Sometimes they take a long time, but I think the better ones are the ones I finish up immediately,
Right, because you're inspired from beginning to end. It just comes out of you.
Yeah.
Well, like this album, it has, like 10 songs on it. But is that representative of how many songs you had at the time? Or were there, 50 songs, but these were the 10 that you really wanted to put on the album?
I maybe had 20, but I never find the time or find the right way to record the other ones, I guess, at that time.
Were you guys ready to do another live one?
Yeah, for sure.
What do you want to play?
Poison in the Well.
All right. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. This is Daniel Person live in the Kill Radio studio.
I'm getting tired of weeping. I'm getting tired. Souls never tire from trying to set my world on fire.
tries, always jokes. The fool's dream is built in hope. So gone, so smoke. Nobody cares, nobody knows. I'm gonna climb that hill. Watch my cup overfill. Last call for you all. Everybody's going to hell. There is poison in the well. Dead man don't tell. Ba-da-ba-da. 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 Ba-da-ba-da.
Nice. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is Daniel Person. That's Daniel, P-E-R-S-S-O-N. People probably misspell your name a lot, huh, looking for you online.
Yeah, yeah. I would assume so.
That's got to be a pain, huh?
Yeah, what can you do? I want to change my name. My mother would.
She'd never forgive you.
No. What? Hello, Mom, by the way.
What are some of the things you do to promote yourself, to get people to come out to your gigs? I mean, you have a MySpace page.
Yeah.
You know, is there anything else you can do aside from having an album? Call up your friends and...
Yeah, phone calls, you know. Come on, please come out. through MySpace, maybe, you know, that's, you know, I've never been the best of promoters, actually.
It's the worst part of the music industry. It's absolutely awful.
Begging people, come on.
Well, and you get your friends to come, and then you have another gig 2 weeks later.
Yeah.
And you've already spent all your friends.
Exactly.
Okay, let's talk a little bit more about this album. You said people can get it from CD Baby, and it's on iTunes and stuff. Has the experience of playing live changed since you released the album? When did this come out?
Last year.
So has that had any change on people coming to your gigs or anything like that?
None whatsoever.
No. But people like pick it up at the venue, see you play, and take your album.
Sure. Yeah.
What is the thing that you want your audience to get from your music? Do you imagine them listening to the lyrics and you know, hearing these stories, these characters, or is it just the sound, the instruments?
No, I hope they, you know, lyrics, of course, and all the hard work I put into it. No, I hope they get a good laugh out of it, you know, have a good time when they're hearing. That's about it.
So, you know, so it's sort of important for you not to take it too seriously and be too heavy about it. Like, the idea is that it's fun.
Yeah. Never take things too seriously.
And you continue to enjoy doing it. Do you think about do you play a lot? Do you play live a lot?
Nah, I haven't really. Every now and then I play a show, yeah.
Is that you're concerned that if you play too much that, you know, it'll become more like work and then it won't be as enjoyable for you?
No, I don't think so. I could play every day, you know. That'd be
really?
Good time. Yeah. I have no problem with that, you know. But maybe not play the same CD every day, you know what I mean?
Right. You brought in this other CDR of a couple of new songs you're working on. Are these songs from an album that is going to come out?
Yeah, I'm working on a new album. It's going to be called Come to Uncle. And the first track that opened the show is from that, and... Maybe play the second one.
Yeah, sure.
It's called Blood Spill.
When can we expect this new album? Or do you have an idea?
No, I don't have a deadline, so, you know, I'm going to take my sweet time with it.
And do you guys, you know, you get together and practice regularly and record regularly, or you just meet up sort of, you know, right before a gig and get yourself ready?
We'll probably practice a couple of times before a show, you know, get together and make sure that, you know, we have the same idea, the right idea. And basically how Daniel wants to arrange the music and how, you know, very basic, but very fun as well, you know.
And are you guys...
Yeah, mostly before the shows, you know. We don't get together every week and,
right,
you know, practice that much, you know.
Are you guys also part of the writing process? Like, is it collaborative at all? Does Daniel ever come in with a song and you go, you know what, this isn't your best work, or maybe you should change this?
No, he's a strict dictator, and
yeah,
and he's very threatening. So we do exactly what he says.
Oh yeah. yeah.
All right, good.
I don't tell them what to play. There, so you know, they can play whatever they want, and.
So do you basically just come? So you basically just come in with your song, and then, I mean, has it Marcus and you guys just play along with it, and
yeah,
if it sounds right, you keep it.
Yeah.
So you don't actually write out the bass lines and the other guitar yourself. It just sort of whatever they come up with to add to the song.
Yeah, for live. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
And both of you guys are on the album as well.
Shanti's not actually. He's gonna be on the next one though. But all
right. Well, let's listen to a preview of this next album. That Daniel brought in for us. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. Stick around. We're back on Is Good on killradio.org, hanging out with Daniel Person. So here's sort of a weird question for you. I'm curious, how far do you want to go with the Daniel Person project? Like, do you see it becoming all you do? You know, do you have an image in your head of being on the front cover of Rolling Stone, or do you see yourself as more of an underground, you know, independent artist with a cult following?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, it's not really up to me. You know, all I can do is write the songs and you know, let them. Hopefully, you know, people will enjoy it. You know, if it goes to a level where I don't have to work, that would be not so nice. You know, I'm gonna miss work and.
Yeah, I'm sure you will.
But if the situation forces me to it, I'll do it. For sure.
if they force you to be on the cover of Rolling Stone,
yeah,
you
do it. Okay.
Are you comfortable? Are you happy with doing this style of music for now? Or do you see yourself going into another style in the future, or going back to metal music, or the loud in your face sound?
No, I'm happy with this, you know. Me and Marcus still do our metal thing, you know.
It's kind of like a workout. Like,
still have the 12-year-old boys in us.
Well, cool. Let's,
and, yeah.
Let's do another live song. What would you like to play?
Wrong song?
All right. Whenever you're ready.
All right.
To kill the silhouettes, awaken the mountain, there'll be no regrets. You can say something, you can say nothing at all. A mindless heart beats another day. Walk outside and watch the fool's parade. Something, we can do nothing at all. Cause it's all so wrong when nothing's wrong. Yes, it's all so wrong, so wrong. Nobody's home, no one to lead the way. You can watch TV, I could drink all day. We could do something, we could do nothing at all. Walk outside and smoke a cigarette. Never return, there'll be no regrets. Say something, you can say nothing at all. Cause it's all so wrong when nothing's wrong. Yes, it's all so wrong, so wrong.
You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is Daniel Person, myspace.com/DanielPerson, P-E-R-S-S-O-N. Check it out. Do you have any live gigs coming up in the near or not so near future?
None whatsoever. I should fire my booking agent. As a matter of fact, I do it right now. You're fired! Don't even bother punching in tomorrow.
Is this project really all do it yourself, or do you have people out there helping you? Like, do you have a manager or like an independent label or anything like that?
If I had a manager, he should be fired. No, I don't. Yeah, it's all, you know, I've done it on basically on my own.
And you released this album on your own as well?
Yeah.
So is that the, what is it, Humbanote Productions? Is that your,
yeah,
your
yeah,
signature
yeah.
on that?
Yeah, that's my little thing there.
So is that something that you want to go into? Do you want to, you know, get some sort of label support, or, you know, would you like to keep control of the project?
I would like to have both.
You want the help and the control. Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
I guess that's a constant challenge.
But I don't know. I'm willing to compromise if something. I don't know. Well, yeah, you know, it would be nice to, you know, get it out in the stores and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, distribution and, you know, some. Obviously, it would be a less of a burden on me, you know.
Do people have an idea where to place you, like when they're booking a venue or when you do get a gig? Do they have a sense of what your music is like, or like to put you in the blues category or the rock category? Like, have you found yourself playing, you know, before a techno act and after a bluegrass act, you know?
No, I haven't. You know, most of the gigs has been booked to friends who do, mm-hmm. you know, not similar, but they do, like, acoustic kind of gigs.
So they understand what you're
well.
Doing.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, I wouldn't mind opening up for a techno act, you know.
That would be unusual, huh?
Wouldn't be a challenge.
Well, do you mind? Can we listen to another track from your CD?
Yeah.
What should we play?
I don't know. What is? Let me see what I have there.
And the CD is called Broken Bones, which still kind of for me is connected to that whole theme of you know, bar life and drunkenness and rowdiness. You know, how did you come up with the name for that album?
I broke my leg, actually. And most of the songs were written during that time, or, yeah.
You got to suffer for your art, huh?
Yeah.
There's something about being immobilized that makes you write good music, you know?
Yeah, it gives you time, you know?
Yeah.
Lie on the couch for a long time. But, yeah, it was a nice experience.
I'm sure. So what should we play?
Oh, yeah. How about that? How about Drunk Tank?
All right.
It's a little bit of that night when I broke my leg, actually.
You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is Daniel Person. Stick around.
Fell on my face, found me bound. Well, go save yourself, you can carry me alone. Just let the rain wash me away. I'm such a love. My car, it was not my fault. Coming back from the ball, I came to a halt. On a September morning, the day that I was alone, such a love.
Face.
Found me a bone.
You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. We're hanging out with Daniel Person. Man, I really like that song, actually. This one nice. We just played. Is that there's more than one voice in there? Is that you're recording over your own voice, harmonizing with yourself?
Advantages of being in the studio.
Yeah. Is that kind of a weird challenge for you, like singing along with yourself, like when you hear your voice? Is it unusual for you to hear your voice back?
Oh, no, not at all. I can hear myself even more, you know? What a pleasure.
Get a whole chorus together of Daniel Person's. Well, listen, before we run out of time, let's get one more live song at you
guys.
All right,
for sure. This is a beautiful mess.
All right, you're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. This is Daniel Person live.
It's a beautiful mess we're falling into. Such a beautiful mess we're lying in. It's a beautiful mess we're crawling into. Such a beautiful mess we're digging in. Nothing's too late, we'll hold back the morning. Such a waste, just hold back the morning. This is where it all begins. It's a beautiful mess, getting on the table. Such a beautiful mess, lying underneath. It's a beautiful mess, running down the railroad. Such a beautiful mess, we're never going home. If it's too late, we'll hold back the morning. Tomorrow don't mean a thing. It's such a waste, just hold back the morning. This is where it all
That's how you end with a bang.
That's right.
All right. You've been listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest today was Daniel Person. Daniel, guys, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
It was really great hanging out with you. Yeah. Check out myspace.com/Daniel Person. That's PERSSON. And go ahead and get his album Broken Bones and be on the lookout for the new album coming in the future. And hopefully there'll be some gigs for you that we can go check you out live as well. Oh, and I want to ask you this, though, some artwork on your MySpace. Is that your artwork?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
It's pretty wild stuff, man. That's great. All right, you've been listening to Is Good on killradio.org. Drop by myspace.com/thisisgood, isgoodmusic.com to check out this archive edition of the episode, as well as subscribe to the podcast. And take a look at the upcoming schedule. We have a lot of guests coming up between now and September. So I'll be here. Hopefully you'll join me. Take care.